for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All righty, hour number 3 of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. So 3 games before the start of the postseason, with 3 games left in the regular season, the Denver Nuggets fired their head basketball coach, Michael Malone, who a few years ago won a championship, and they also fired their general manager, who did the same, in Calvin Booth. They have replaced the head coach in David Adelman, right, who just was the interim coach, then he got the full-time coaching gig. And in terms of replacing Booth, they did this. They have named Ben Tenzer as the executive vice president of basketball operations, and they also hired Minnesota Timberwolves executive John Wallace is the franchise's new executive vice president of player personnel. So both are going to report to Josh Kroenke. So those are the replacements that they made, basically hiring 2 guys to do Calvin Booth's job, and then they just moved the interim coach into the head coaching role. So Josh Kroenke's at the press conference yesterday, and I don't know about you guys. Maybe I'm dead wrong on this. Have we had any conversations about the Nuggets trading Nikola Jokic right now? Has that been on your mind at all, Stu?
No, not at all. Definitely not even near a thought, really.
The only time it may have been a thought for maybe half of a second was when all this stuff came out that Booth is getting let go, Michael Malone's getting let go, and then maybe that day, in the immediate reaction of it, we said, oh, is this going to be the start of Nikola Jokic requesting a trade? But David Adelman ends up being the coach. Nikola Jokic likes him. I'm sure these 2 guys that they hired in the front office aren't getting hired if Nikola Jokic doesn't feel comfortable with them. And I don't think in this offseason, where we've already seen Kevin Durant get traded, but that has been at the forefront. Everyone's willing to talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo, even though I don't think he's going to get traded from the Milwaukee Bucks right now. Those are all the conversations we're having. Santer, I know you cover this stuff. Is anyone talking until what Josh Kroenke said yesterday? Is anyone just impromptu bringing that up, really, and discussing Nikola Jokic getting dealt?
No. And now, I mean, maybe it was intentional, because maybe now people are. Maybe now.
But why would you do that? You're the owner of the team.
Well, that's my point. Maybe he's saying to himself, like, we don't have the money to pay in the second apron, so let's put it out there that Jokic could potentially be on the move.
Yeah, but
now maybe they'll get some phone calls and get a grandfather offer.
But they would be the dumbest organization to trade Nikola Jokic when this dude is on the verge of becoming one of, not the greatest, one of the greatest NBA players ever seen. The guy has already won three NBA MVPs. He has won a world championship. He has a finals MVP. And quite frankly, the team that just won the championship in the Oklahoma City Thunder against a team that was not properly equipped to fight them this year, they took him to a game seven. How anyone right now would be wanting to get rid of Nikola Jokic is beyond me. So this is Josh Kroenke at the press conference talking about the possibility or the fear of trading Nikola Jokic one day.
For us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. You know, we're very conscious of that pushing forward and, you know, providing the resources that we can when the moment arrives. But that second apron, is it a hard cap? I'm not 100% sure. That teams are obviously very aware of.
So I understand the NBA is in a crazy spot right now with this second apron. But here's what I would say to Josh Kroenke. Are the Boston Celtics sitting there saying that they're going to trade Jason Tatum this offseason? Are they sitting there saying that? No, they're getting rid of Kristaps Porzingis. They got rid of him. All right, they're getting rid of Jrue Holiday. Maybe they get rid of Jaylen Brown. But when you look at Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, those are the guys you're going to get rid of. And I'm not saying there can't be a day when you do trade Nikola Jokic, you know, if you think he's past his prime. But right now, this dude is in the middle part of having one of the greatest careers that we've ever seen from a basketball player. And I understand he's not going to win the amount of championships that Michael Jordan won or that Bill Russell won. But you look at what this guy has accomplished. Like, yesterday we talked about Kevin Durant, right? Because Stephen A. Smith went on ESPN and went on First Take, and he said Kevin Durant is easily a top 10 player of all time. And I sat there and I said when talking about Kevin Durant, KD is a heck of a player. KD is phenomenal. But who are you taking out when Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Shaquille O'Neal, Timmy Duncan are in the top 10, and I didn't even get to Steph Curry. And those are just 11, and I'm sure some other people will bring up some other people. So you look at what Kevin Durant has done. Kevin Durant, who has had a top 20, probably a top 15 career of all time. Kevin Durant, if you ask me right now, will Nikola Jokic usurp him? You can make the case right now that he already has. Even though he doesn't have more NBA championships than Kevin Durant, but you look at the two that he won, I think Nikola Jokic winning one in Denver is more impressive than Kevin Durant joining an already great Golden State Warrior team and winning a championship there. And winning two of them. Nikola Jokic has three NBA MVPs. He has a finals MVP and an NBA championship. The dude is practically a walking triple-double. It's absurd what this guy does. You know, for his career right now, Nikola Jokic, and right, this guy had a slow start. I don't think he was viewed as a superstar until, what, 2020, 2021? When people started to realize how great he was? But you look at the first 5 years of his career. First 5 years of his career where he was playing a lot of games. But let me remind you, he was a second-round pick. 10 points per game, 10-7, and 2.4. I'm going points, rebounds, assists. 16.7, 9.8, 4.9. 18.5, 10.7, 6.1. 20.1, 10.8, 7.3. 19.9, 9.7, and 7. And then this is what this guy has done the last 5 years. 26.4, 10.8, 8.3. 27.1, 13.8, 7.9. 24.5, 11.8, 9.8. 26.4, 12.4, and 9.0, 29.6, 10.2, and 12.7 and 10.2. Think about that. Think about what this guy's done. So for his career, even after the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he wasn't an elite scorer. The guy's averaging 21.8 points per game, 10.9 rebounds per game, and 7.2 assists per game. 7.2 assists per game as a center. And his first 3 years, it was 2.4, 4.9, and 6.1. That's stupid what this guy is doing. So Josh Kroenke, I don't know if he was nervous. I don't know if he was just trying to be overly transparent. What are you doing? And guess what? Even if it's a fear going into the second apron, even if it's a fear, which you said it's not, right? That maybe one day you have to trade Nikola Jokic. Why would you bring that up? It would almost be as if, let's just say, you know, well, Stu has a girlfriend, so I don't want to use Stu as an example. Let's just say Alex Azarum, right? Who works here. Let's say Alex Azarum is going out with Beyonce. Let's say that for whatever reason, Jay-Z and Beyonce were done with. And let's say Alex Azarum is having a dance party with Beyonce. That's stuck in my head. I haven't thought about that in a long time. And we all know that Alex Azarum should not be dating Beyonce, right? Even if Alex Azarum knows that he's not in the league of Beyonce, do you think Alex Azarum's walking up to Beyonce be like, there is going to be that day that you're going to leave me, right? And Josh Kroenke is basically with Beyonce right now. Josh Kroenke is with Nikola Jokic. And how Josh Kroenke would do a public press conference, not in the comfort of his own home, not just saying this to one of his golf buddies or one of his drinking buddies, with cameras and microphones in front of him that cover the damn NBA, how he would talk about one day maybe trading Nikola Jokic and all it takes is one injury, and how that's a nightmare scenario. Why bring it up? Why bring it up? It makes no sense to me. Play it again, Stu, because I have to listen to it again, and I need to now try to rationalize why this guy elected to act like a big dummy yesterday.
For us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. You know, we're very conscious of that pushing forward and, you know, providing the resources that we can when the moment arrives. But that second apron, is it a hard cap? I'm not 100% sure. That teams are obviously very aware of.
I got nothing. Nothing there. I can't justify it. It don't, like, imagine if Nico Harrison got up there tonight when they drafted Cooper Flagg, and he just sat there and he goes, you know, I know the history with this franchise that I brought upon them by trading away Luka Doncic. Well, we hope we don't have to relive that moment, you know, down the road in 6-7 years from now, and we hope that obviously Cooper Flagg is a Dallas Maverick for, like, why would you even bring it up? It would be as if you're dating a 10 out of 10 and you are a 3 out of 10 and you are punching up in your weight class here and you have outkicked your coverage and you sat down next to the girl that you've been dating and you go, well, why the heck are you interested in me? I'm one ugly ass. Like, why would you even be interested in going out and dating me long? Like, why? That's what Josh Kroenke's doing. He is talking about a divorce and a breakup publicly and how it's his worst fear. Why even put that energy out there? It's just stupid. In a day where you're trying to move forward from the old regime that, let me remind you, won a championship and you have Nikola Jokic there in the prime of his career. I understand Nikola Jokic was 37, 38 and didn't want to be there. He has given zero indication he wants to leave. And no one, outside of maybe for 2 hours after the stretch of when you got rid of the coach and the GM, no one has been talking about trading Nikola Jokic. Unless that's a more prevalent conversation on the grounds, boots on the grounds in Denver, But here, on a national landscape, there was maybe 5 minutes we've ever talked about the Nuggets potentially having Nikola Jokic go to them and say he wants out. Outside of that, nada.
The way I see it, I understand, like, you don't want to trade Jokic. The dude just turned 30. We know that he doesn't keep great care of his body. We know that he's, you know, you talk about the prime of
Mike,
his career.
Mike, he looks pretty damn good to me on the basketball court. Whatever he's doing, he's working.
He's very good, but, like, you know, he's, you know, LeBron puts $1 million every offseason into his body to stay in shape. Jokic does not. Jokic probably does, you know, what he has to do.
I have no clue what he does. He likes to ride the horses, right?
Sure.
Races
exactly.
horses.
But we know that Jokic isn't known to be a workout monster, right? You see his bite's a little soft around the edges. All I'm saying is he's one of those guys where at 30 years old, at his point in his career, if you are the Nuggets and you know that you're not going anywhere, Jamal Murray gets hurt, Aaron Gordon gets hurt, whatever the situation, and you know you're not going anywhere, and you can get 4, 5, 6 first-round picks and a first-team All-NBA player and a future young All-Star, right? If you can get De'Aaron Fox and Stephen Castle and the number 2 overall pick and 4 more first-round picks, like, maybe you can think about that.
No! This guy, he's getting better. This guy's a 3-time MVP. This was arguably the best season that he's had. And they had a team that had no business staying at the Fontainebleau this year. And they almost got up to the penthouse by they almost took care of the Thunder. They got him to 7. Game 7, where they were up double digits at one point in the first quarter. In 5 years, you want to have this conversation potentially. 5 years. Who basically 5 years before they're going to get divorced says, to their honey in a happy marriage, yeah, I'm thinking about getting a divorce 5 years from now. What are we doing? Stupid what Josh Kroenke did yesterday. All righty, Brian Geltzeiler will join us on the other side to talk a little NBA draft. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Brian Geltzeiler is one of our favorites. He's a host on SiriusXM's NBA Radio, and you could also watch him from time to time on NBA TV. And we're getting set for the draft. There's all these crazy rumors about the out there with the future of a lot of these teams. And Brian Geltzeiler joins us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Brian, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
I'm good, Zach. How are we doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So Cooper Flagg's going to be the number one overall pick of the draft tonight to the Dallas Mavericks. What do you think his immediate impact's going to be in the NBA?
Significant. Listen, what's interesting for him is I think he lands in, as far as these lottery teams are concerned, maybe the best place he could have landed, because he doesn't have to go somewhere and have the expectation to carry an entire franchise. He's going to be able to walk in there, and he'll probably start as the number two or the number three option offensively, which is an ideal situation for a kid with his talent that's going to transition his way into the league. Because the games are going to matter more, because he's going to be on a better team, his margin for error is going to be less. And I think it's going to hasten his development. I love the spot that he's in. And the beautiful part about this for him is he'll get some added usage as kind of Anthony Davis's number two for the first half to the first two thirds of the season. And just around the time of the season where rookies start to hit that wall and tire a little bit, they should get Kyrie Irving back, who's going to take some of that burden off him. So I just think it's a great spot for Flagg. He'll get to play both the three and the four, which is he's going to be really good at both positions. I think he'll guard the perimeter well. As an interior defender, he's certainly a decent shot blocker. It's a really good, comfortable spot for him to start with the right kind of coach for his development. Flagg couldn't have landed better than being in this situation in Dallas. Because the other thing's this, for a young player at his stage to start playing in meaningful games, that absolutely hastens your development. And listen, we just saw it here in this playoff with third-year players like Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, and Andrew Nembhard that played enormous roles on teams that went to the NBA Finals.
You talked about Jason Kidd being the perfect coach for the development of Cooper Flagg. I think that's another huge story tonight, is whatever Shams Charania and company are going to say about the future of Jason Kidd in Dallas. When you look at the Knicks head coaching job, I think it's either going to be Mike Brown, Taylor Jenkins, or Jason Kidd. Who do you lean towards right now in getting that job?
Probably Taylor Jenkins, but I will also say this, it may be someone that we haven't heard that name yet. I know that's where the buzz is right now, but the Knicks have kind of made it clear, especially without a first-round draft pick here, that they're going to take their time hiring a coach. Now, listen, Frank Isola had a piece of intel today that the Knicks are, you know, talking to people about Mikal Bridges and Mitchell Robinson, so they may not sit tight, but to me, listen, I know there's a lot of rancor about Kidd and not signing a contract extension yet with Dallas and having that not be a done deal. I'd be really surprised if Jason Kidd ends up being the coach of the Knicks. It's a really good situation in Dallas. And yes, there were a lot of reasons why Kidd would want to come to New York, Cooper Flagg notwithstanding. But I do think that the Adelson family and Patrick Dumont isn't interested necessarily in relinquishing him. And the battle for him to be able to get there is going to be an uphill one. And I kind of feel like if that's a battle Jason Kidd was willing to fight, I think he would have fought it already.
Brian Geltzeiler here with us. Where the heck is Ace Bailey going to go in the draft tonight?
It wouldn't surprise me to go three. It wouldn't surprise me to go eight. Listen, I will say this. If I'm Philly, just because Bailey, and I don't think Bailey and his representatives see it this way, he needs a year of kind of a runway to transition into the league. He's got a lot of bad habits that he needs to break, but he's a freak show of an athlete. And so, like, to me, if I'm Philly, I understand why Philly might pass on him with what their needs are. And I'm not convinced Philly's not going to move this pick either. I think Charlotte, I know he doesn't want to be in Charlotte. Charlotte would be insane to pass on him. Because when you look at the models and how teams are building out with, you know, strength at the wings and long wings and that Boston model and what the Knicks tried to knock off, you could do a whole lot worse than building your program out with Brandon Miller and Ace Bailey. And so I kind of feel like if I'm Charlotte, I they should grab him. It wouldn't surprise me to see Brooklyn try to trade up to get him and use their 5 first-round picks, but use any combination of their other 4 picks outside of 8 and plus another one to see if they could make their way to 6 if he's sitting there at 6. I think if he is sitting there at 6, he doesn't get past there. I think Washington is probably likely to take him there. But again, it would not surprise me if Brooklyn puts 8, 19, and 22 in a package to Washington to move up to 6 if Ace Bailey's there.
Brian Geltzeiler here with us. Before we brought you on, we were talking about Josh Kroenke's comments the other day where he just even brought up the possibility of his worst nightmare having to trade Nikola Jokic one day. I compared it basically as if you're dating a 10 out of 10 and you're an ugly dude. You don't go up to the girl and say, "Why the heck are you dating me?" And you don't even want to bring up the topic of you potentially separating. What the heck was Kroenke thinking yesterday?
I don't know. Zach, it's a great question. Because, like, why even bring that up? You know what I mean? Like, it only can go bad for you bringing that up. There's no good end in bringing up a scenario where you would have to trade Nikola Jokic one day. Why are we even putting the idea out there? It's the bad idea of bad ideas. And listen, I get he was trying to be transparent, and I'm all for guys being transparent up there, but that's the one you protect with your life. Listen, the Milwaukee Bucks, so much buzz about Giannis being moved. Giannis isn't getting moved here right now, and there's two reasons. Number one, he hasn't asked for it. Number two, they're smart enough to realize when you have a generational superstar in your program that won you a championship, you don't say goodbye so fast. It's hard. So Josh Kroenke even bringing up that thought. The other thing with Jokic is this. There's an aloofness to Nikola Jokic that's just in his nature, and you never really know what he's thinking. Jokic plays it close to the vest. Why do you even want to plant something on him like that? I don't know. I found the whole thing to be bizarre. Just not a topic that Josh Kroenke needed to bring up in that moment.
Brian Geltzeiler here with us. Hey, since you bring up Giannis, I feel like we go through this song and dance almost each and every year where there's speculation that he's going to get traded. If he doesn't ask for a trade this offseason, because now I actually think it makes sense and I don't expect him to do so, don't we all have to punt this conversation until we hear it from him that he's going to ask for a trade from Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think it's fair. Listen, Zach, I think I've said this to you before. It's in Milwaukee's best interest to trade him, and his best chance to win a title in his prime is to go somewhere else to win another title in his prime. It's in both parties' best interest to part ways. Milwaukee doesn't have any other assets they can trade to launch a rebuild. They don't have first-round picks. If they're not going to win a title around Giannis, it's the next best thing for them to do. The thing is, they don't want to do it because they understand he's been the greatest player in this organization since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, it's hard to get another one of these guys, and they get it. And then with Giannis, you know what? He likes these people. He's worked with them for a long time. It's a comfortable organization. It's a comfortable city. He likes the community, and he doesn't want to be that guy. He's okay right now with where it is. So I agree with you. You know, until we hear that Giannis is ready to go or the Bucks decide this is what's best for everybody and we're going to move on, until we hear something along those lines, it's kind of a moot conversation. You know, I found it interesting. And listen, Houston still has plenty of assets if they wanted to go make a Giannis deal. Mm-hmm. Like, plenty of assets. Okay, with all that said, I did find it interesting that they were as quick to trade for Durant as they were here, with the thought that they're just an understanding they want to get better now, and there's no real set time that they understand or think that Giannis is going to come available.
How confident do you feel? And I know there's a lot of moves still to happen this upcoming offseason, but with the Rockets landing Kevin Durant and really only having to give up Jalen Green, how confident are you in the possibility of the Rockets winning a championship this upcoming year?
I think right now they are the number one challenger to the Oklahoma City Thunder in the West. Now, again, we're going to necessarily see the same Thunder roster for next year that just finished the season. Listen, they have 14 guys under contract for next year. They have two first-round draft picks that if they are guys that are out of college that are ready to play, they got to put them on guaranteed contracts. So something's going to happen there. With all that said, I think that Houston is uniquely positioned on every level to be able to be the team that maybe knocks off OKC in the West. I love what they've done. I think they're title ready right now. Durant is the perfect player for them if they can keep him on the floor. But they have the luxury to spot his minutes. They end up, you know, keep in mind, Cam Whitmore is a really good young player. He couldn't get on the floor for them. They just didn't have enough minutes for him. And now they're going to. Like, they're not going to lose all that much in this scenario. Matter of fact, they gain a ton. And if you watch them in the playoffs and at the end of the season, their big problem was, who's going to take big shots for us? Who are we going to get to do that job? Well, now you have the guy. And the thing with Durant and Phoenix did not have good defensive personnel. So Durant had to always be guarding the toughest guy on the other team. That doesn't have to happen now either. He can guard a weakling because they have one of the best defensive players in the league in Amen Thompson, who's going to take the toughest matchup. It really just, it couldn't be a better scenario for the Rockets and for Kevin Durant. This is his chance to finally maybe get one without Steph Curry.
Wrap it up with Brian Geltzahler. Before we let you run, the Boston Celtics, they already got rid of Kristaps Porzingis. They also got rid of Jrue Holiday. Now there's all this talk about Derek White and Jaylen Brown being available. Do you think either White or Brown are going to get moved at some point before the start of the season?
You know, again, and this is more speculation than intel, although I've heard that they've been very open to conversations about both of them. I think, listen, Brad Stevens is not normally a half measures type of guy, and he's shown to be bold. He's shown to be brave. And I think that only gets furthered and more emboldened and more brazen with the fact that he's got a championship ring under his belt. I think they're both gone. And I could, again, speculation more than intel, but in knowing the way Brad Stevens operates right now, because Durant went and Giannis isn't available, I don't know that he would ever get more for Jaylen Brown than right now. And they have their own pick in 26. There's a benefit to being bad and being in the lottery. And no, you don't necessarily want to tank, but Brad Stevens is not one that would trade for a huge package with Jaylen Brown and necessarily keep and make all those picks. He'll build the whole thing out over again and use this gap year essentially without Tatum for them to try to, you know, get in some asset accumulation mode and then use next offseason to turn that into a roster. I could see the plan and I could see Stevens doing it. Listen, it wouldn't shock me if White and Brown both start the season on the Celtics. It wouldn't shock me if both of them didn't.
The Brown one would be a little bit crazy to me because Tatum's not going to play next year. So he's going to be your number one this year. And they just won a championship last season with Brown and Tatum. It's like, why not just wait another year and Tatum gets back and then you're right at the top of the list of title contenders?
The second apron thing, Zach.
Yeah.
You're going to pay two guys in excess of $60 million a year. How else are you going to build out the rest of a roster? It's going to be really hard to do. Same thing Oklahoma City is going to run into that very, very shortly. When you got to pay two guys that kind of money, and the thing is, you know, Porzingis, Holiday, these were high-paid players. Derek White, you're playing the three of those guys together, $90 million. Like, there's a lot of money being outlaid here, and keep this in mind. This ownership group, and I don't have the latest on this, but as of about 6 to 8 weeks ago, this group that's buying from Wick Grauspeck's family, they're still piecing together the money. They're not going to go into the tax. And the thing is, the second apron makes no sense for them, Zach, because they're not going to be able to add guys when they have to add guys. So it wouldn't surprise me at all to see that happen. Oh, listen, if Brown was making in the 40s, there's no way they move. And they live with the gap year and they move forward. But because of what they're going to own financially, and that's going to rise exponentially year over year, both him and Tatum. And yes, the cap will rise some too, but it's going to become exceedingly tough to build the right kind of roster around those guys. And that's why I kind of just think that they are exploring this right now. And if the right offer comes along, I think Brad Stevens is going to seriously consider doing it. And it's something I would keep a close eye on. I think it's probable? No. Do I think it's possible? Yes, I think it's very possible.
He is Brian Geltzahler. Brian, we always appreciate it. I will be sending you a few messages over the weekend because I'm going to Stephen Cookies.
I want pictures, Zach. I want pictures of what you're eating at Stephen Cookies, my man. All right, enjoy it. Thanks so much for having me, and we'll talk soon.
You got it. There he is, the great Brian Geltziler joining us on the show. We'll get to a Take 5 Wednesday next. Update time first. Here he is, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman. All right, it is Zach Gelb Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You could submit a question by tweeting at INSportsNet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag Ask the Pros. And you can think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And Jim in Seattle says, Zach, outside of Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper, who's the biggest difference maker in the draft? I think it's Ace Bailey. What does everyone say about Ace Bailey? Incredibly high ceiling, but he's immature and he's getting bad advice. Cause for concern, I get it. But when people are saying that this is like the Walmart version of Kevin Durant, that's fine by me. If he's a poor man's Kevin Durant, that's a pretty damn good starting spot for a guy that could still develop into being a great player in this league. So I would say that I'll tell you, if you want me to get outside the box here, what about Walter Clayton Jr.? This game is now based off shooting. That dude had a Steph Curry type of feel to him in that run at Florida. Like, he's not going to be a top 10 pick. Not going to be top 15 pick. He will probably go somewhere starting with the 2. Somewhere in the 20s. But if you want to talk about a guy that could go in and, I know he's a different type of player, but remember Jalen Brunson at Villanova? National Player of the Year, right? No one wanted to touch Jalen Brunson, 10-foot pole in the draft process. Jalen Brunson goes to the Mavericks, a little bit of a slow start, then gets going, was on that team that got to the conference finals, and then finds his way to New York where he became a top 10 player in the league, when he became a star in the NBA. So with the right amount of time and in the right spot, Walter Clayton, this is a shooting league. Yeah, he could end up having a long career and be a very good player in this league. All righty, let's get to a little Take 5 Wednesday right here on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
The football season might be over.
What, over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
But don't you worry, there are still rankings to be made. So get ready as Zach gives you his top five in this week's special edition of Take 5 Wednesday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff.
All righty, let's get to it. Today's topic with the NBA draft at the Barclays Center coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be in the building. You can always give me a follow, Zach Gelb, on Twitter and Instagram, ZACHGELB. I'll give you the behind-the-scenes content. Let's go the five biggest NBA draft storylines for tonight. In at number 5, it's the Knicks' next head coach. You got Cooper Flagg, who's going to be the number 1 overall pick. The Knicks obviously tried to flirt with Jason Kidd. They were told, you cannot. Jason Kidd has still not come out and said that he will definitely be the Mavericks coach next year. And also, the Mavericks have not given him another extension. I do think that's something to watch in the draft coverage tonight. After Cooper Flagg is selected, they tell you the story. They talk about Cooper Flagg this, Cooper Flagg that. Eventually, at some point in the night, if I'm Malika Andrews or whoever's doing the coverage, Shams Charania, our NBA insider, Shams, what are you hearing about Cooper Flagg's coach and Jason Kidd? Will he definitely be with the Dallas Mavericks this upcoming season? And if not, then who are the Knicks going to hire? So I think that's a story in number 5. 4, we just talked about him, Walter Clayton Jr. I believe that this guy is going to be a steal in the NBA draft. He's not going to top 10. He's not going to top 15. Probably, like I said, going somewhere that starts with the 2, so somewhere in the 20s. But this dude, he is a killer on the basketball court. He knows how to create space, knock down shots. That's what this league is predicated off of right now. It's that three-point ability. And Walter Clayton Jr., I think he goes somewhere and have a very nice long career in the NBA. 3, it's Dylan Harper going to the Spurs. I don't know if the Spurs are going to make another move. But you got Victor Wembanyama. You got De'Aaron Fox. You got Devin Vassell. You got the reigning rookie of the year in Stephon Castle. I remember last year saying I'd like to see Donovan Klingon end up going to the Spurs. Just to see him along with Wemby. It would have just been interesting with how tall both those guys are. but you ended up getting Stephon Castle, had a really good rookie season, and now you're getting Dylan Harper. That's a Spurs group next year. I know their coach, the interim coach, now the head coach after the horrible things that happened with Pop. He takes over. This is a Spurs team that I want to see them get the most out of this young core this year, and I want to see them playing in meaningful games and be in the postseason, and not just all the play-in tournament. I'm talking about the actual postseason. I would love to see the Spurs be there, and you hope Dylan Harper is another great piece to that puzzle. And at number two, it's Ace Bailey. Where the heck is Ace Bailey going to go tonight? He's not going one. He's not going two. So after that, do the Sixers end up taking him at three? I don't think they are. So then after that, let's say VJ Edgecombe goes three. Do the Hornets take him at four? Brian Geltzeiter said they'd be stupid to pass on him. I think they're going to pass on him. Utah Jazz, I take him. I don't think they are. I'm going to say that Ace Bailey's going to go six to the Wizards. And him falling to six seems criminal. But if he does fall past three, and if he does fall past four, and if he does fall past five, and let's say he falls past six, I don't think you feel sorry for him. Because he's intentionally trying to land somewhere. It's almost if he goes three or four or five, it's like, oh, what happened didn't work. Oh, now you then feel bad for him. But if he falls tonight further than what you think, and I think he's going to the Wizards at six, this is what happens when you don't do workouts. This is what happens when you get crappy advice. And this is what happens when you're immature. But outside of the number one story that I'm going to get to in a second, Ace Bailey, to me, I think it's the most inquisitive part about this draft tonight. It's the most intriguing thing. Like, you just truly do not know where this guy's going to go. And then in at number one, it's Cooper Flagg. We know Cooper Flagg's going to the Mavericks. The Mavericks trying to build this thing back up. You know, you could tell me about Kyrie Irving with the new contract, and when he gets back healthy, you could tell me about Anthony Davis. It is a good young core. And you have a nice, well, not a young core. It's Cooper Flagg, who's the young player, and then a new core with Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. Do I think that group's going to win a championship? No. You can't rely on Kyrie Irving with a health factor. You can't rely on Anthony Davis from a health factor. But at least there is a reason to believe again, or at least have some optimism again if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, because you got Cooper Flagg. And we know how ugly that situation was this year. It was just so gross what happened with Nico Harrison trading Luka Doncic to Stu's Lakers for basically a bag of balls. So basically what you got. I mean, don't get me wrong, Anthony Davis is a heck of a player. He could be a top 15, top 10 player in the league at times, but the dude is always hurt. He's always an injury concern. Kyrie could be a head case. We know that. But having Luka there, and I know it wouldn't have worked this way, but imagine that Luka and Cooper. Imagine, yeah, those two guys, those two gazelles on the basketball court. But that's not what it is. But it's time to take a step forward. It's a time to advance away from Luka Doncic. And I guess this is Nico Harrison's best chance in getting a franchise player and really having someone that the organization can feel like they're optimistic again. But it's weird giving Nico Harrison credit because he's the one that got rid of Luka Doncic. So my top five storylines entering the draft tonight. Knicks coach, could it be Jay Kidd? Walter Clayton Jr., where he's going to go. Dylan Harper in the Spurs. Ace Bailey, where the heck will he go tonight? And then Cooper Flagg being the face of the Dallas Mavericks and maybe the future face of the league. Samter, speak now, forever hold your peace.
I'm surprised you didn't mention Giannis's future. I mean, it doesn't seem like he's going to get traded before tonight's first round, but I mean, you never know.
I don't think there's any chance he gets traded tonight. And I think it is very slim, a minuscule percentage of chance that he gets traded before the start of the season. I do not think Giannis Antetokounmpo is anywhere close to being traded right now.
All right, how about the Sixers at three? I mean, obviously you talked about Ace Bailey, but the Sixers could go in one of like six different directions, whether it's Edgecombe or Bailey
or
somebody
trade
off the board that we don't expect.
Yeah, I think they're going to take VJ Edgecombe. If they don't take VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor, I would be like, put it this way. If they take Ace Bailey at three, I would say good for them. Because this is a guy that canceled your workout. You know, Paul George saying what he said, he is a Sixer. The Sixers always have a lot of drama, so it would fit the Sixers from a drama perspective. But I think the Sixers are going to pass on him. I think they're really either going to take VJ Edgecombe at three or they're then going to trade the pick. And maybe that's the spot where Brooklyn comes up with all the first round picks that Brooklyn has, that Brooklyn goes from eight to three and then they go get their guy in Ace Bailey.
All right. Well, then we talk about another player, a potential star, possibly on the move, Zion Williamson. We've heard about the Pelicans. They already made the move trading McCollum the other day. Now Zion could be on the block. Do you think that could be a storyline heading into tonight?
I don't think they're trading him. And I know that he's had the off-the-court issues, which we know very little about still. I think they have stood by him, and I don't think that they're going to move him right now because, let's be real, is there something that's really going to blow you away to get – like, Zion's had a fine season this year. He's not going to be the star that we thought he was going to be. It's kind of it's weird to say this because of how relevant the guy was years ago. He's kind of irrelevant to me now in Zion Williamson. This dude's not going to be as great as what people thought. And do I ever think he's going to be a one or a two in a championship team? No, I do not.
The Nets have 5 first-round picks. Do you think that they're going to end up packaging those together to move way up and get a big star?
Yeah, potentially to 3 to Philadelphia. In terms of an immediate player that they could get, I don't know who it's going to be. Are the Nets trading for Jaylen Brown tonight? I don't think having the 8th overall pick in the draft is enough to go get Jaylen Brown. And those other picks, is it really worth it when you have a player of a Jaylen Brown's caliber? If I'm the Boston Celtics, I would probably say not. If the Nets are going to make the move, it's just like what I said. It would be probably going to 3 and get an Ace Bailey. Or maybe it could be the Hornets at 4 or 5, because I do think if Ace Bailey is there at 6, the Wizards are going to take him. So maybe the Nets then say, okay, we'll go 8-5, 8-4, or 8-3 in order to get Ace.
And the last one, we just talked about it with Brian Geltzeiler. What about the Celtics and potential movement of Derek White or Jaylen Brown?
So it is a storyline, obviously. It's a massive storyline. Does it happen tonight? Does one of those players get traded tonight? I would probably say no. But we've seen crazier things happen. Also, I'll just say this. The thing that the NBA needs to get rid of, these players get traded. They wear that cap to the teams. It happens every year of the teams that they're getting traded from. Then you have someone at the press conference that's asking a question about a player on the Hornets that's really on the Clippers. You know, I know it's not, none of this stuff is official. Just get in the right hat and let them walk around with the right hat. And let's not make this as something that it's a big secret. All righty. Big thanks to Hickey. Big thanks to Brian Geltzeiler. Big thanks to Stu. Big thanks to Samter. Big thanks to Ack. Big thanks to each and every one of you. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Woo! Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.